Sri Sri Guru Gaurango Jayata, Sri Vyasapuja Homage, 28 December 2004. Sarvadeshe Kaladashaya Janera Kotabya, Guru Pase Sai Bhakti, Prastabya Shrotabya. My Divine Master, Friend and Protector, My True Shelter, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami, I bow down at your lotus feet with all humility and sincerity. Nothing in the whole of creation is random or without purpose. Only the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chandra, knows the meaning of every grain of sand and of every drop of rain, why a leaf falls on one side of the tree and not the other. Everything has a purpose and a reason and is part of the Lord's divine play. With his divine purpose, you appeared in this world in a humble village known as Bamanpara and played there just like an ordinary boy. Now, by the will of God, that boy is the guru of the whole universe. The learned society of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas unanimously worship the lotus feet of Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as the foremost apostle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the modern age. And it is well known to those of faith that that Srila Prabhupada bestowed the seat of Rupanuga Acharya upon his most beloved follower, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj showed the form of a perfect Vaishnava and was renowned as a genius of spiritual thought in the line of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Whatever he spoke was accepted as the voice of divinity, truth absolute. In his joy, that Sridhar Maharaj, with love and affection rarely witnessed in this world, passed the mantle of Rupanuga Acharya to you, Srila Gurudev, proclaiming to the whole world that Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj would lead the august assembly of the Chaitanya Sarasvata Vaishnavas and fulfill the great prophecy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I have faith that he can do this service. He is a natural Paramahamsa. His service is always in the Nirgun plane. Just a few words we heard from Srila Sridhar Maharaj describing his successor. Srila Sridhar Maharaj never spoke one lie in his entire life. Now we see thousands and thousands of fortunate souls becoming enlightened with Krishna consciousness through you. Humility, tolerance, giving honor, Vaishnava Seva, Sharanagati, etc., all are common concepts when we are connected with you. The spiritual jungle of so many conceptions and misconceptions becomes a clear and simple path to those devoted to your service. The impenetrable path of Vidhi is softened in the true spontaneity of Vrindavan when you give your gracious glance. Spiritual reality becomes accessible simply through the natural affection of your devotees, and painful mental theory steps aside in the light of your heart's revelation. Our time in this life is so short, and so we cannot be satisfied with formal devotion, imitation devotion, or self-deception. When we take a long, hard look at our inner self, we must find ourselves lacking in every respect. With this realization, we can only run to the shelter of your lotus feet. If you will accept us as a menial servant, a cleaner, a sweeper, an errand boy, a washer, anything, and give us a small corner in your home to lie down at night, I think we will feel truly fulfilled and discover our true purpose of being. Until that day, this man waits at your gate and hopes to live on the scraps your servants will give him from the kindness of their hearts. Praying to you to make me as you want me, I beg to remain a humble servant of your devotees, Devashish Das, London, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatamurti.